From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Obama administration kicks off a weekend of meetings with a group of eight leading industrialized nations with an announcement to invest more in fighting poverty and hunger in Africa. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the new Food Security Initiative.
The head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Raj Shah, says the U.S. is building on its commitments to food security in Africa by pushing public-private partnerships that could bring billions of dollars in new investments in agriculture.
This is a really results-oriented effort that will attempt to move 50 million people out of poverty and hunger in the next decade.
Several African leaders are in town for the announcement of investments by major U.S. and multinational agriculture businesses, as well as smaller African companies. Activists worry that the U.S. is placing too much emphasis on the private sector. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Big news on Wall Street today is that shares of Facebook will be available to the public today. The social giant online priced shares at $38 each last night, putting the value of the company at more than $100 billion. And it's likely to be the second biggest IPO in the history of Wall Street. But analyst Scott Kressler with Standard & Poor's says it's not clear if Facebook will be able to make money off its mobile app.
More minutes are being consumed on Facebook using mobile than on computers at this point. And the monetization model is a lot more challenging when it comes to mobile.
Now, if the stock ends the day near the IPO price, founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will hold shares worth nearly $30 billion. Thousands of protesters are gathering in Chicago today as that city prepares to host dozens of world leaders for a NATO summit there this weekend. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, Chicago police say they're ready for anything.
When drones fly, children die. Stop the wars now.
Already there have been small protest rallies every day in Chicago this week, including this one Thursday outside of President Obama's campaign headquarters. Thousands are expected for a noontime rally today, and a huge rally and march is planned for Sunday. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says the city's police force stands ready.
We're equipped, we're trained, we're ready to go. We've got great plans.
One key element to dealing with the protests this weekend, McCarthy says, will be for his officers to have thick skin, because he says the demonstrators are sure to berate, taunt, curse at, and try to provoke the police. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Independent auditors will be named today in Spain after Moody's downgraded 16 Spanish banks late last night that are weighed down by bad real estate loans. Those auditors will try to assess how big a bailout the banks may need. But the country is in recession, and with an unemployment rate at 25%, it's unclear if the country could even afford to bail out the banks. The country's nationalized the biggest property lender, Bankia, last week. European markets are trading in negative territory at this hour. This is NPR News. President Obama is easing an investment ban with Myanmar, also known as Burma, and he's naming the first U.S. ambassador to the country in 22 years, rewarding it for its democratic reforms. Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers welcome the move, but human rights activists say it's premature to reward a government that remains dominated by its military and still holds hundreds of people as political prisoners. One of China's most infamous fugitives has been sentenced to life in prison. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports that the verdict concludes the saga of the smuggler Lai Changxing, whose organization paid off scores of Chinese officials.
In the 1990s, Lai was widely known as the smuggling kingpin of Xiamen, a port city on China's southeast coast. His case became a symbol of the pervasive nature of official corruption here, which by most accounts has only grown since. A Chinese court found Lai evaded more than $2 billion in taxes, importing everything from oil and cigarettes to cars and textiles. It also said he and his company bribed more than 60 officials at a cost of more than $6 million. Lai fled in 1999 to Canada, where he tried to claim refugee status. But his battle to avoid extradition ended last summer after a Canadian court rejected his claims. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Protesters plan to gather around Camp David in Maryland this weekend, hoping to influence world leaders attending the summit of the world's eight biggest economies. Expats from Ethiopia and anti-nuclear Buddhist monks will join members of Occupy movements who plan to protest the bailout of U.S. banks and other big corporations. Crude oil prices are slightly higher in Asian trading this morning, up 4 cents at $92.60 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR.